Hello, and welcome to Life of a Boss, the podcast, hosted by entrepreneur, public speaker, and mentor, Jason Harden. This podcast is all about helping audiences create and reach their own definition of success through positive thinking, perseverance, and personal development. Having survived extreme obstacles from an early age, such as cancer, poverty, abuse, family dysfunction, and even homelessness, Jason has learned how to master the art of resilience and defy all odds to become the boss he is today. So, get ready for some serious game and remember to keep an open mind. Now, without further delay, here is your host, Jason Harden.
Today, I want to take the time to respond to a message that I received recently. Thanks to Princess Poku Ansa out of Ghana, who has been amazing in all that she does in law and real estate. And I can't imagine, what she really means to the community of Ghana and what she does there. You know, I would love to go to her neck of the woods one day, and I would love for her to come to Pasadena. I would love for you to come to Pasadena. But I say all that to say this: because of her, people all over the world get to listen to me, and I'm not gonna lie, people can listen to me if they want to anyway without her. But they don't, because they don't know who I am. And they know who she is. And she has listeners that tune in all over the world, from every continent. I know, because I've had listeners through her that have responded to me from every continent on the globe. And I'm extremely humbled by every single response. I mean, not all of them are questions. Some are just thank yous. Some are just responses of an update or decision or a choice someone decided to make on account of listening. Or some do send questions and inquiries and want to dig deeper or know more about something. And I appreciate all of it. Sometimes I don't know why I do this. Sometimes I don't know what's the use, you know, to be honest. And it's not the money, because, money comes in, and money comes in from things that I do other than this. So it's not like I'm hungry, or I'm always hungry, because I, like, from a hustler standpoint, yeah, I stay hungry. But it's not like I'm not eating or eating based on whether I do this or not. So the motivation isn't capital, I should say. So I only do this from the energy that I get and receive for doing this. Really, sometimes I just don't think that the things that I know or the things that I do are teachable. Just to be honest, I can't identify some of the things that I might do naturally or think naturally that might be an aha moment for someone else. And because of that, I do this. You know, because of those little random things, and only because I've heard someone else say the things that just come naturally to them. And I'm like, hold on. I identify with that. I do the same thing, or I'm the same way in a different industry or environment. So it's awesome to know that the things that we go through, or the things that we experience, gives us the opportunity to be able to teach on it, you know, and be able to speak on it. And be able to, if nothing else, say how we got through it. Because if you're here today, anything that happened to you, you got through. You know, even if you're still, you know, going through it, whatever it be, even if it started and you're in the middle of it, you went through the beginning of it. You went through the initial shock. How did you feel? How did you deal with it? You know what I'm saying? Well, and whether it's a vulnerable place or a vulnerable response, or whether it's a response of strength and resilience and how you overcame, or whether it's a response of where I took a loss and it hurt and all that, like, they're all valid and they're all able to be learned from. So just appreciating any response that you guys have in regards to anything I said from anywhere in the world, I'm almost speechless, you know. But I can't be speechless, so I can't do this. You know what I'm saying? But I love all of you, and today I wanted to take the time, before I get too lost in thought, I wanted to take the time to just give a response to a young lady who wrote in. And let me read it first, and then we'll respond. Dear Jason, my name is Sylvia. I want to say thank you to you for recording the segment. Developing the courage and confidence to own your business. Oh, Jason. She put all. So, A-W-W-W. Oh, Jason. You had me in tears after listening to you. Sharing your experience from selling candies and condoms at school and progressing from there, anyone who listens to you like me shall feel inspired and develop the courage to dare dream. I am definitely going to define my own level of success. Thank you for doing this. God bless you. Much love to you. Well, Sylvia, thank you. Like I said, I'm speechless. I'm full of joy, and I feel that there is some fulfillment deeply, that I got from those words, and I just appreciate them so. You know, and however you decide to create and live your definition of success, please be all in on that. You know, and I don't care how crazy it is, or how different, or how odd, or how unusual, or how new, or how common, or how small, or how practical that idea might be. Run with it. And I'm sure, and I know, that you will have the life that you always wanted. I mean, it only comes with it. It only comes with it. I'm serious. I mean, to be honest, I'm not going to lie. I go through things, you know, and I still have ups and downs. I still lose people that I love. I still have problems and challenges in my life, and things that I'm going through, and business and personal. It's like it doesn't stop. And being successful doesn't cut that off. You know, succeeding anywhere in life doesn't stop anything from happening to you. You know what I'm saying? But being able to roll through it is that's what makes you a boss. You know, that I think that's what defines us all. So the end result of you being all in, it's like you're already living the life you want. So it's automatic. You know what I'm saying? Della Reese said, change your mind and you'll change your life. And that just allowed me to see how quick it can happen. I was telling someone doing a discussion panel how you could just be sitting there. Like, at the interview, I was using the interview for an example, how we could just be sitting at the interview, and one person could be talking, and the other person could just be listening, and something could be said that sparks that aha moment in that individual, that perspective change, that mind change, that switch, whatever that was, that inspiration and just the thing that changes his life forever or her, just happened right now. He didn't move a muscle. He didn't get up. You didn't see him blink or her. You didn't see them blink. And their life just changed right now. At that very moment. I say that to say, you know, and the trajectory of his life from there, doing great things, joy, and all that. But what I'm saying is, right there, right then, is when his life changed, and you didn't see no difference. So when your life changes, I don't want you to expect to see a difference right now, because that's not what it's about. Don't look around and think the difference is outside of you. The difference is in here. So as soon as you change your mind, things start happening. Why? Because you are different, and things are happening for you in a different way. Even the things that are happening to you, you're taking in a different way. It could be the same thing. Like I said, you can be in the middle of something right now. Change your mind and bam, your life is changed for the better. Regardless if the thing outside of you changed, regardless if circumstances outside of you changed at that moment, that doesn't matter. You changed, and that's all that matters, because from here on out, things around you will start to change. Change starts from within, and I ain't got to tell any of you that, because if you're listening to me, then you already know the importance of giving a shit about yourself. A personal development. Getting better, being better, wanting more out of life and out of you. Everybody has greatness in them. Anybody can do anything they want. And it's totally designed to the chromosome, to the single chromosome, to do whatever the hell they was meant to do. And what they was meant to do is what you really want to do. So I don't think there's no reason not to do it. I don't care if you got a job. I don't care if you already have a company. I don't care if you got a family business, an inheritance, a trust fund, baby. It doesn't matter who you are. You gotta be challenging yourself. You gotta be. Well, how are you spending your time? I told one of my mentees the other day, like, if you had all the money in the world and all the possessions that you wanted and needed and the homes and all the people you cared about were taken care of, what would you do with your time? Like, what would you do with your time? That's success. And whatever you would do with your time is what you could be doing now. You don't have to wait for all the money to take care of everything, to live how you would live. Would you read more? Would you take care of your body? Would you work out? Would you travel? Would you enjoy people? Would you spend time with those you loved? Would you find love? Would you look for it? Would you travel the globe looking for it? That's what success is. Success is how I want to be treated. Success is how I want to be looked at. Success is how I want to feel when I wake up and when I go to bed and while I'm eating and while I'm sleeping. And that's success. Success is only in my bank account when I need my bank account. I don't care about it. But when I need something to get paid and I look at my bank account and it's there and I can pay it, that's success. Other than that, I don't care about money until the things I think are successful require money. And not everything requires money that I think is successful. My health does not require money. I work out for free if I have to. But that's what I'm talking about. You gotta create and live your own definition by any means necessary. All right. Anyway, that's my response to you, Sylvia. Thanks again. Not just to you, Sylvia, but all of the Sylvias out there that just need somebody to tell them what they already knew. You know, you don't need permission, but I give you permission to be great. I give you permission to be everything that you want to be, that you need to be, that you can be, that you should be to you. All right. So now you have no excuse. Somebody said, yeah, you can be great. Because some of us are scared. Some of us are like, man, I don't want to be great. There's this box that we all have to stay in. And if anybody sticks their head out this box, then no. But yes, it happens. I'm not going to lie, man, that sometimes I'm not going to tell you that reaching for your goals don't come with new challenges. I'm not going to tell you that trying to be better gets harder. You know, I'm not going to tell you that endurance and resilience and all that is necessary. It's required. They're prerequisites for success. You know, so I'm not telling you it's easy. I'm just telling you it's simple. Be all in on whatever it is you say you want to do, and I don't care how long you're all in. Because you can never be all in for a short amount of time. It takes a second. It takes all in to be all in. So if you do anything and you're all in to the last drop, something will happen. And if it doesn't, you can change. You can say, oh, I did that, it didn't work, or here's how I need to tweak it. You can stop. But until you're all in on something, don't think it's going to work. Don't expect it to work. You see what I'm saying? So be all in on you. Don't half-ass on yourself and think it's just going to work, man. I don't want you trying. I want you doing. Be out there and do it. Take action. A little bit every day, but change your life by doing a little bit every day. Start writing. Start documenting what you want to see happen. Start making your lists and your to-do list and your calendars and your bullets and man, start somewhere. And then keep going. All right. Anyway, I love y'all, man. I can't wait to hear from y'all again. Please check out the website, lifeofaboss.net. Hit me up however, social media, at Hardway Harden on Instagram, Jason Hardway Harden at TikTok. And yeah, just however you want, however you can, let me know what's up, and I'll try my hardest to respond to you, whether it be here, online, offline, you know, on air, off air, you know, but I try to get back to everybody that hits me up. All right, I love y'all, and until next time, remember that success is indeed a lifestyle. Peace.
Did anything stand out to you in today's show? If so, let us know. Your questions, comments, and concerns are important to Jason, as he is determined to always deliver to you only the most impactful information and content. Until next time, please subscribe, like, comment, share, and leave a review whenever possible. You may visit lifeofaboss.net for more episodes and great resources to help you become the absolute boss that you were meant to be. You can also follow Jason on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Hardway Harden. Thank you. And never forget that success is a lifestyle.